From Evermank Field in Jacksonville, this is Jaguars.com Live. A weekly look inside the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. Jaguars.com Live starts right now.
We welcome you inside Evermank Field and inside the HananiahAutos.com studio for Jaguars.com Live, presented by Evermank. JP Shadrick with you. John Osier coming up. Ryan Sexton a little later. Plenty to get to this week. It is game week, finally. The Jaguars and the Pittsburgh Steelers Friday night here at Evermank Field. We'll hear from Aaron Colvin. Jaguars cornerback will join us and talk about camp so far and what to expect this week. A lot of camp battles at different positions. Ryan Sexton will join us to discuss some of those. We'll play a game of this or that. And, of course, we'll talk about the Steelers game coming up on Friday. You can get in on the show at JP Shadrick, at John Osier, at Jags Voice, at Jaguars. And we welcome in our guest today, Aaron Colvin. It's good to see you again, Aaron. Thanks for coming over.
Appreciate you for having me.
And, John, it's good to have you again, as always. Now, I'll leave you out.
Not as good as Aaron, but it's all right.
Well, hey, finally, it's time to play somebody else, right?
Finally, man. We finally get to see somebody else line up across from us, and it's time to go.
I'm curious, Aaron. I talked to you real early in camp, and everybody's excited this time of year, but talking to you for the story we did on Jaguars.com very early in the process, you struck me as just being ready. Couldn't have been more enthusiastic, except for the heat. Is that holding?
It's definitely holding, and my enthusiasm is still there, and I love growing. I love growing as a player. I love seeing myself developing in something that I've always envisioned, and I'm just in a process right now of just getting better.
And the, obviously, the storyline with you, you're playing corner, outside, playing nickel. Gus has talked several times about that not being as easy as maybe as it sounds. If you're playing Madden, maybe it's easy. In real life, it's not easy. What's the challenge there of trying to do both?
The difficulty, I would say, is just your mindset. Of course, you have a lot of stuff going on because nickel and outside is just two totally different positions. Inside, you know, you're matched up with tight end sometimes. Sometimes you're in zone. Sometimes you're in the run fit. Outside, you know, you're usually just man-to-man. You have that one receiver. Or outside and in zone, you know, sometimes you have to just stay over the top. Mm. But for me, it's really just knowing my keys, knowing how to switch my mindset from, okay, you're inside, you're trying to help the outside corners, and you're trying to help people around you from when I'm outside, I got to eliminate this guy.
Aaron Colvin is with us, second-year cornerback out of Oklahoma, had the fumble return touchdown against the Giants last year. But as a whole, this defense didn't have a lot of turnovers, especially on the interception side. That's got to be an emphasis for you guys this year, right, to get turnovers?
No question. That's the biggest emphasis right now. I know, especially for our room, the defensive backs, we gotta make plays on the ball. And, you know, PBUs can turn into interceptions if you have the right technique. And me and Coach Walk was actually talking today about that. You know, the little things is what's going to help us get interceptions. And somebody has to be the bell cow for it. Somebody has to make that happen. And when they come, they're going to come in bunches. So
let's talk about the room a little bit. Devon House is here now. Demetrius Acray is back and playing well. Gratz is around. It's a good group, right? I mean, all of a sudden, it's a deep kind of cornerback group, right?
Extremely good, extremely competitive. Everybody's out there pushing each other, and you can't have any days off when the next guy's up, and he's gonna play good ball.
Talk about the young guy. Nick Marshall hasn't played corner in a long, long time. Obviously a natural athlete. Are you impressed with him being able to do this after 2 or 3 years not at the position?
No question.
Seems like he's coming along.
No question. You know, he was just playing quarterback. I remember at the Senior Bowl, he didn't know if he was going to play a quarterback or corner. And for him to come into an NFL team and make plays, he's not just out there. He's actually making plays on the ball. He's doing a lot of good things. And you can see him just grow every single day. So I'm just very proud of him, and I'm just constantly trying to stay on him to tell him to keep working.
Now, speaking of making plays, Allen Robinson had a play today on you. You had a play on him on Saturday.
Look at the face.
Well, but the point is, we were talking right before the show, you guys have gone back and forth. Sorry to bring up the play today.
No, you're good.
But it sounds like that's a competition where it's a couple of young, good players making each other better.
No question. Anytime I go against Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns, Julius Thomas, all those guys, we're competing. And every day before practice, me and Hurns or me and A-Rob will look at each other and say, let's get better today. Make me better. I tell them boys that all the time. Make me better today. And I feel like it's truly happening out there. Every time we're out there, whoever loses, the other guy is just mad. He can't stand it. And I mean, you could tell by my face just now. Yeah,
yeah,
but,
yeah, I could.
Yeah.
Must move over a little bit.
Yeah, back away from Aaron. He had a bad day. Let's go social now. What is your, again, we ask you every time, social handles for you?
ACoven_22.
Okay.
I only have a Twitter, so.
You don't have Instagram, though. So a lot of these are from Instagram. So we'll go Instagram questions today. We'll start with, quality in CD. Between all the quarterbacks in the NFL right now, which one do you want to pick off the most? What would make you most proud that you intercepted?
First and foremost, if I could pick off all of them, that would be better. But if I could choose one, I would say a guy like Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, guys that are doing it at the highest level, because that would just tell me that what I'm doing is right. So those two.
That's good. All of them. That's a great answer. Yeah. Everybody you face, right?
Exactly.
Every game.
Two
a game?
I take two.
Okay, yeah, we would think everybody sure. Let's go on to social again. Twill2K asking, which teammate has had the most influence on your short career? Doesn't have to be somebody here. I mean, you've been here now a year going into two.
Mm-hmm.
What veteran has had the most influence on you?
I'm really close with Chris Harris from the Broncos, plays corner. He usually tells me what I need to do to be successful in this league. And he came in as an underdog. He came in undrafted, and we're from the same area. We're both from Tulsa. So this talking to him and just really seeing where his mindset is, because right now he's at the top of his game. He's one of the top corners in the league, I feel like. And I've always had that underdog mindset of, I don't feel like I've always been respected at times. And we approach the game the same way, and nobody's going to outwork us.
You also said something interesting right before we came on. You've been talking to Rondé Barber a little bit. That's interesting because has done the same thing that you're doing, played outside, played nickel. How did that start, and how much of an influence is he having?
It really just started through Gus. Coach Gus had worked with him before, and he kind of wanted us to talk. And I never got a chance to talk to him last season when he wanted to talk to me. So we finally got together, and it's just different hearing it from a guy that's actually experienced it. You can hear from coaches. You can hear from people that's spectating and that's done it for a long time. But until somebody's actually been in your shoes, for him, he's played inside. He's played outside. He's played it for 14, 15 years without missing a game. It means a lot.
Back to social. We'll go kind of off the field now a little bit, Aaron. Get ready. This is Economically Waldo asking, which style Jags jersey is your favorite?
Which style?
There's black, there's white, and then there's teal, right?
I love those teal ones, but I haven't worn them yet, so I can't call it. But the black, all black is probably my favorite.
Okay, all black. Solid choice. And Young Picadillo asking, favorite place to eat in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Oh, okay. My mom's house.
That's a good answer, actually.
Yeah.
Keep it in the family.
That's the food.
So finally on the field Friday against the Steelers, what do you want to get out personally out of that game?
I just want to take what I've done in practice and, stuff that we've worked on in the meeting rooms, just put it on the field. Coach kind of harped on it today. Let's take what we learned in the meetings to the practice field, from the practice field to the game field. And that's just my main focus, just working on the right technique and just making plays on the ball when they come my way.
What's more fun to you, playing outside or playing the nickel? Because I've always heard from you and other nickels that it's fun playing in there. You get a chance to blitz sometimes. You get a chance to do things. What do you like more?
I can't say one over the other because I honestly, truly, I truly like both positions. Inside, like you said, I get a chance to blitz. I get a chance to play zone and just read off the quarterback. I get to keep my eyes on the quarterback a little longer, but I love being on that island. And you can ask anybody that's known me for a while. I've always just, don't worry about me. Y'all go handle the other 10. So that's just my mindset.
We'll look forward to seeing it on Friday night for the first time, Aaron. We appreciate it, man.
I appreciate you guys.
Aaron, as always, fantastic.
Thank you.
Aaron Colvin joining us on Jaguars.com Live. Come see him and the rest of the Jags here in 2015. Become a Jaguars season ticket member. You'll get access to amazing benefits 365 days a year. Great seating options available for any budget. Visit Jaguars.com/tickets or call and speak to an account manager today at 633-2000. JP Shadrick, John Osier, and Brian Sexton.
Sliding into full screen. Hello.
Hello, Brian.
Hello. TV lingo.
Yeah, you know, a little behind the scenes. It's the kind of stuff you can only get right here at Jaguars.com.
That's what we do. We're high tech, high def, too.
What an impressive guy Colvin is. Yeah, it's
for a guy who has been through what he went through getting ready for the draft and then fighting through after he was drafted, and now he's one of the top corners on the team, if not the top corner on the team right now.
Yeah, there's always that saying, give me 53 of those guys and you're going to win. He's that guy, talented, but also anytime you talk to coaches, they say what a instinctive football player he is. You know, if he wasn't as talented, he could still figure out a way to be good because he knows the game and understands how to play the game.
Bob Stoops said he was the best corner that he ever had at Oklahoma in 13, 14 seasons. With the caliber of athlete that they get at Oklahoma, that says a lot. What's really impressed me is he's been the exact same guy from the first day he showed up until right now. You know, when you read the story and let him tell it to you about what he went through with the knee and how he responded and his family's response to him, he's solid. Mm-hmm. He's just a good young man, let alone football player. I enjoy him.
Last year you were talking about the young lions of the quarterback room. And this is one of them, right? This is the same kind of group. Oh, just a year older now, all these guys.
Well, I love the fact that you've got Demetrius McCray and Aaron Colvin, you know, pushing each other for who's inside, who's outside. I mean, in today's day and age of the NFL, what difference does it make?
Right.
You're starting no matter what, 60% of the time. You know, you got Devon House over there who has told me repeatedly it's fun to watch those two guys compete. And so, yeah, I mean, that's a young lion. A year ago, we didn't know what he was because we couldn't see him at this time. But by the time the season ended, he had that 41-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown and enough passes broken up over the course of his six games that you knew he was going to come back and be a force. And that's
a lot
what
of guys
right
on
now.
This team you wonder about, that you're projecting. You know, I think it's very close to the point where you're not wondering about Colvin anymore. You know what he's going to be, and you're pretty sure the arrow is going to keep going up.
Let's talk about a couple of other battles before we get to this and that. I think the most pressing is on that offensive line right now, especially with the center spot. A lot of fans are, after the scrimmage, overanalyzing the scrimmage, surprise, surprise. But it really kind of starts this Friday against the Steelers. And if you had to pick it right now, who's the lead horse? In that
Race? I don't think you can pick it right now, which is really the storyline here. I mean, you can make the case, obviously, for Wisniewski. Smart, tough. Very mobile, you know. He's lower to the ground. He's a good athlete, but he's also got power, and he knows the system. And he did a good job last year with Derek Carr. I'm getting mixed up. So you can make the case there. But when you look at Bowanko, you see a guy with great upside, who is also a terrific athlete now, and has great athleticism to go with intellect. So, boy, to me, it's 50-50. And I keep quizzing people trying to find out, John, who's ahead. And just as many people tell me Bowanko as tell me Wisniewski.
Yeah, I think from the outsider's perspective, there was an assumption that it's going to be Wisniewski. Four-year starter, you brought him as a free agent. And, you know, you always sort of like the guy that you haven't seen before, you know, the backup quarterback, so to speak. I agree with you. I think it's close. I still believe that it'll be Wisniewski based on all those games of experience and the fact that he'll be able to look out and have 64 games to draw from when he's seeing blitzes. I think that'll give him the edge, but I wouldn't bet a whole lot on that.
Well, and here's
the
great
I just made.
Here's the great point. Well, I'm glad that you're not betting on your picks today.
All right.
Because I might actually have a chance to win. So either guy can play guard too. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you got two really good football players there. And so you don't lose no matter who's the starter.
Yeah, you're getting back to that point where you might have some guys not starting who you don't hold your breath when they go into the game, and that's what you've got to get to.
Here's a rising name, Tyler Shatley, the kid from Clemson that a year ago they had to keep on the active roster because they got wind that other teams were going to claim him, and Shatley has had a really good camp. He's strong.
Another battle to watch, running backs, and you know what they came out with the first depth chart, and there's two first team backs, and then Gerhardt's on the second team. That's all semantics now. It's going to just play out at some point starting on Friday, I guess.
Yeah, and I still think Yeldon, if he's not the starter in the starting lineup, he'll be the starter in, you know, spirit. In fact, I think he's going to get the majority of the carries. I think he's just going to be too good to keep off the field.
He's a better running back than Denard. I mean, Denard is a phenomenal athlete. He's still making that transition to running back, whereas you look at Yeldon, that's all he's played, you know, growing up in Daphne, Alabama, and going up to Tuscaloosa. He is a terrific, just on vision alone, right? Watching him the other night, I think he's a better running back, and so I think he's your starter.
JP's heart started skipping a little faster.
Let's start the game.
Going
call
to Alabama.
When I said Daphne, Alabama.
Oh, when you said Alabama, the back row.
The good old days in the back rows of Alabama. Let's play this or that. The score is irrelevant.
Says you.
Number one, more or less of the starters on Friday. Should the starters play more than a series or two or a quarter, or should they play less than normal?
Well, I'm going to say less because be healthy. I understand that you on offense maybe play a little bit more than you normally would, but overall, keep these guys healthy. Make sure Allen Robinson, Julius Thomas, T.J. Yeldon, those guys get to the regular season healthy.
I want to see more from the offensive line, right? I get the game is irrelevant. The health issue is paramount, but you've got a new offensive coordinator. You've got new faces all over the offensive line. I want to see more from the offensive line. If Thomas doesn't play at all, I get it. I want to see more from that offensive line, in particular the running game. So I'll say more, but specifically.
So you're saying more offensive line? Good marketing slogan. Good.
We want more. And Brian gets the win.
Oh, I want more of that.
In at least question number one.
Hashtag it's Brian.
Speaking of that, number two, ready or not, is the offensive line ready or are they not?
I don't know. Well, what were you taking?
No, we don't plan. I'm going to say no because I don't expect them to be fully ready in preseason or maybe even the first couple of games of regular season. And by not fully ready, I mainly mean it's going to take some time for the running game to gel. When you've got five guys coming together, I don't think that comes together automatically, especially learning a new scheme. I think they're going to be better, but they're not going to be as ready as they will be in midseason.
Well, and I'm going to couch it and tell you specifically, here's why I think there's a readiness there. There's talent. You know, you've got Shatley that I just mentioned, who guys are, I mean, the same guys we all talk to out there are really high on. You've got Bowanko and you've got Wisniewski. You've got Can really pushing Beatles. You know, they're ready to take a step forward because the talent is there this year. There's 10 offensive linemen. 10. There may be 11. You may have to let somebody that you really like, you know, take his chances on the waiver wire. And so from that perspective, they're ready to be better. Are they ready now? No, they're not ready now. And I said I want to see more of them. So clearly they're not ready now. But they are ready to be a much better unit based on the development of talent.
Johnny O gets number two. So it comes down to...
I confused him. I just kept talking in circles.
Yeah. Question number three. Allen or Allen? Which Allen is the number one receiver at the end of this season on this team?
Oh, you're changing it up.
Yep.
I meant right now.
Well, it's... Yeah, well, that's too easy.
Well, no, I don't think it is.
Well, I just changed it. End of the season. Who's the number, who's the top receiver? Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns.
All right, I'll stay with my original answer. Even though I know the talent is superior physically, I'll go with Allen Hurns. Based on last year's production, he was available for 16 games, and that counts for a lot. I think he's gotten markedly better. You know, his offseason working with Blake, his dedication, he runs terrific routes. He's tough. He makes the catches. Robinson hasn't played a full season yet. Maybe he does this year, and then maybe he evolves into that number one, catapults there. But I'll go with Hurns. The original thought was, who's better right now? And I would say number one right now is Allen Hurns. So I'll say now and then.
All right. I guess, whatever. I'm going to say Allen Robinson because this guy has talent that, if he stays on the field,
right,
it's hard to defend even if you're defending it well. And Aaron Colvin today had Allen Robinson very well defended, and Allen Robinson went up and made a play that was above the X's and O's. You couldn't defense it, and it was a sort of bailout play where the rest of the play might not have been going that well, but you made one play because this guy's better than his opponent on that play, and you scored. So
Robinson was a second-round pick for a reason.
He potentially has a chance to grow into a number one receiver, and I think he's going to take significant strides toward that this year.
I mean, clearly, physically, the guy is... I mean, the catches that he's made, the body control that he's shown, he's terrific. My point in bringing this to light was that I think Allen Hurns is, too. I think Allen Hurns has had a great summer, and I think he's been overshadowed either by Robinson or by Marquise Lee hamstring injury or Julius Thomas. I think Hurns is pretty darn good.
To sum this mercifully up,
okay.
they couldn't be happier with either of these guys from the time they got here, this offseason, their approach. These two guys are professional wide receivers.
We're in a reactionary business, and since A-Rob had the big play today, Johnny O gets the win. Again, congratulations. The Jaguars 5K Stadium Challenge
for all that matters
is Saturday night, August 15th at 5:30. Enjoy the unique course in and around Everbank Field. You'll finish on the field with live video on the world's largest video boards. For more information and to register, visit firstplacesports.com. That's the number one, STplacesports.com. That is this Saturday night. You didn't seem too into the win, John.
Well, I'd like to present you with this Sharpie.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, Jay. You got a long season.
It's a long. It's only the preseason.
That's right.
It's practice for all of us.
Friday night.
Keep stacking them up.
Football. Actual football Friday night.
Well, kind of. Yeah.
60 minutes of
it. It's someone else in here is what it is.
Well, there'll be glimpses, and there'll be stuff that you can look at to get a better feel than what you've been able to look at so far. The offensive line, as you've mentioned, when guys are covering other people. You know, and I think Blake Bortles, you want to keep seeing what we saw for a couple of series in the scrimmage. You want to keep seeing those plays get made and him using the talent that he's got on offense.
You're right.
Well done. Well done, as always. John Osier, Brian Sexton, Joe Fortunato, Patrick Cavanaugh, Dave DeCandis. This is JP Shadrick. We'll see you next time on Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank.